So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara differentiated between shuls of krachim ukfar. A shul in a small town is considered to have ba'alim yuchadim, specific owners who are the local residents, and is therefore chayiv b'mezuzah and mitam in the goyim. While a shul in a large city is not considered to have ba'alim yuchadim, specific owners, because the shul is used not only by the local residents, but by many people who come from all over, and it's therefore patur b'mezuzah and not mitam in the goyim. Our shir began with the Gemara asking from a braisa, where it seems that shuls of large cities are metam b'negoyim, but Tanya. The pasuk says, "Bebayis eretz achuzaschem." From here the braisa learns out, "Achuzaschem metam b'negoyim, ve'en Yerushalayim metam b'negoyim." The houses of Yerushalayim are not metam b'negoyim, because as the Gemara explains, "Tanakama sabi Yerushalayim lo nischak l'shvatim." The Tanakama holds Yerushalayim was not divided among the shvatim. It belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. As a result, it's not considered achuzaschem, and therefore not mitam b'negoyim. Amar Yehuda, ani lo shamati ela makom mikdash bolvad. I heard that only the Beis HaMikdash is not mitam b'negoyim, but all other houses of Yerushalayim are mitam b'negoyim, because Rabbi Yehuda sava Yerushalayim nischak l'shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yerushalayim was divided among the shvatim, hence it is considered achuzaschem, and therefore mitam b'negoyim. However, the Beis HaMikdash, which as Rashi explains, David HaMelech bought the site of the Beis HaMikdash with money he collected from all Shvatim, is indeed not considered Achuzaschem, and therefore not Metam Negoim. What comes out now from the words of Behuda, that other than the Beis HaMikdash, all houses, including shuls, are Metam Negoim, and Yerushalayim was certainly a krach, where people came from all over. This contradicts our earlier assumption that shuls of krachim are not Metam Negoim. The Gemara answers that when Behuda said Mokim Mikdash, he was not referring specifically to the Beis HaMikdash, but to any makim mekudash, any holy sites such as shuls, that they are not mitam b'negoyim. The Gemara, based on the Braisa, later concludes that all shuls, even those of kfarim, small towns, are not considered Beis HaMiyuchadloi, and are not mitam b'negoyim. The Gemara next presented two Braises which disagree whether Yerushalayim nischak l'shvatim. The first Braisa clearly holds Yerushalayim nischak l'shvatim. The Tanya, the Braisa delineates the different areas of the Beis HaMikdash and says, Har HaBayis, HaLashachis, VaHazaris, B'chelke Shel Yehuda. The Temple Mount, chambers, and courtyards were in the portion of Shevet Yehuda. Ulam, the Heichel, Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, B'chelke Shel Binyamin. The Ulam, the Heichel, the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim were in the portion of Shevet Binyamin. V'ritzu Haysa Yaitzi M'chelke Shel Yehuda. V'nechnesis L'chelke Shel Binyamin, Uvaho Yemizbech Banoi. A strip of land, Mechelke Shel Yehuda, protruded into the Chelke Shel Binyamin, upon which the Yisoid HaMizbech of the Mizrach and Darim sides would have been built, had there been a Yisoid on those sides. So we see clearly from this Braisa that it holds Yerushalayim Nischak L'Shvatim. The Gemara then presents a second Braisa that clearly holds Yerushalayim Lo Nischak L'Shvatim. As it says, Ein Maskirin Batim Yerushalayim, Lefi Shein Shalahen. The residents of Yerushalayim may not rent out houses to the other Golem, the people who come for Yom Tov, because it is not theirs. The Gemara then returned to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, which said, "Umaskinin loy koyin achar tachtav shema yera b'psul." They would prepare another koyin to step in if the koyin gadol became pasul. The Gemara asks, "How did this koyin become inaugurated into the office of koyin gadol on Yom Kippur if he was needed to do the avodah?" And explains, "If the koyin gadol becomes pasul before the morning karban tamid, then the standby koyin becomes the koyin gadol by just putting on the shemayin begadim, the eight garments." This is referred to as ribu begadim, an increase in the number of garments. However, if the psul occurs after the Karban Tamid, and since the Yom Kippur service is performed by the Kohen Gadol in the same four garments that a Kohen Hedid is already wearing, how does he become the Kohen Gadol? There are three answers. Rav Avi Bar Hava says, by putting on the avnet, the linen belt, which is one of the four linen garments the Kohen Gadol must wear during the Avodas Yom Kippur. This avnet is different than the regular avnet of a Kohen Hedid, which was made of linen and wool. However, this answer is only good according to the opinion that avnetah shel Kohen Gadol zehu avnetah shel Kohen Hedid. The avnet of the Kohen Gadol during the year is the same as the avnet the Kohen Hedid wears during the year, and they are both made from linen or wool, and the one for Yom Kippur is linen only. However, according to the opinion that avnetah shel Kohen Gadol loy zehu avnetah shel Kohen Hedid, the avnet of the Kohen Gadol during the year is not the same as the avnet of the Kohen Hedid. The Kohen Gadol's avnet is linen and wool, and the Kohen Hedid's avnet is linen only. If so, the avodah Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol is also done with an avnet of linen only. and there is no change in his begadim to inaugurate him as Kohen Gadol. Abaye answers that we actually inaugurate him by having him wear the Shemayna begadim while performing a minor avodah like turning over a limb from the tamid that's already on the Mizbeach. We know this is a valid avodah because Rav Huna says that Isar, a non-Kohen, is Chayiv Misa for doing this. The third answer is by Rav Papa, who says, Avodasai Mechanchasai. The avodah Yom Kippurim itself, which may not be done by anyone else, inaugurates him, even though the clothes are the same. The Gemara compares it to clay sharis, which when Moshe made them initially, their anointing with Shem and Amishcha sanctified them. After that, any new vessels that were made, their use in the avodah inaugurated them. Rabban summarized the halacha of the Avnet. All agree that the Avnet Tosho Kohen Gadol, which he wore as part of the Big Day Lavan while performing the avodah Yom Kippurim, was made of linen only, as clearly specified in Parshas Achrei Mois. All agree that the Avnet Tosho Kohen Gadol, which he wore all year as part of the Shemayna Begadim, was made of klayim, wool and linen, as clearly specified in Parshas Pekudei. Regarding the Avnet Tosho Kohen Hedyu, which they wore all year, including Yom Kippur, is where we have a machlekes. Rebbe holds, it was made of klayim, wool and linen. Elizabeth Shimon holds, it was made of linen only. The topic of Trumas Hadeshen and how we darshan the word Yilbash is reviewed on Daf Chav Gimel, where the Gemara elaborates on it. The Gemara next cites a braisa, Tarabban, Ira by Psul Iminu Achar Tachta. If the Kohen Gadol became Pasul and the other Kohen was elevated to become the Kohen Gadol, what happens when the first Kohen Gadol becomes fit again? Rishon Chesul Abadasai, Sheini Kol Mitzis Kuhun Negedoyla Lov Divre Meir. Remeya holds that the first Kohen Gadol returns to his position, but the second Kohen Gadol retains the status of Kohen Gadol. For example, as Rashi explains, and that he may not be metame even to the seven relatives, he may not marry an almana, and additional halachas, and when he performs the avodah, he must wear Shemayna Begadim. Rabbi Yisiyah may reach the Chesel Abadasai, Sheini ein roi loy leKohen Gadol, v'loy leKohen Hedyu. The first Kohen Gadol indeed returns to his position, and the second Kohen Gadol retains his status of Kohen Gadol with all its halachas. Rabbi Yisiyah agrees with Remeya minat Torah, however, in the Rabbanan, he can no longer perform any avodah. He may not do the avodah as a Kohen Gadol, which would require him to wear the Shemayna Begadim, Mishum Eva, because of enmity. The first Kohen Gadol will be upset that there is another Kohen Gadol. He also cannot do the avodah as a Kohen Hedyut by being demoted to the status of Kohen Hedyut, Mishum Maile Mekodesh V'Lei Meridin. We only go up in sanctity, but not down. The Gemara concludes, Halacha K'Reb Yesi, U'moid Reb Yesi Shem Avar V'Avar Abadasik Shera. Even according to Reb Yesi, if the second Kohen Gadol is served, his avodah is valid. Rashi points out, as mentioned earlier, that he must wear the Shemayna Begadim, and if he wore Arba Begadim, his avodah would not be valid, because min haTorah he has the status of a Kohen Gadol. Also, even according to Reb Yosi, if the first Kohen Gadol dies, the second Kohen Gadol becomes the new permanent Kohen Gadol.